The symposium, just to give you a little bit background to put in the perspective why we have this special section here. The symposium is intended to address the mingling of science and policy in the context of fundamental roles of land and water sciences in sustaining coastal environments. In addition to presentations related to social, economic, and policy issues that we need to include, we also hope to address some key fundamental scientific issues that would include wetland loss in coastal ecosystems and restoration efforts. As we all now learn that natural wetlands that might have served as barriers to reduce the effects of Katrina have been strongly degraded by human development. And the other issue is related to sustainable levee system, both from a science and engineering challenges perspective. Most of the New Orleans levee failures during the disaster were related to soils, as I learned, either overtopping and subsequent scour, or the failures of the foundation soils, or the failures of the earthen levee embankments themselves. And then the driving force besides human development, that is the forecast effects of global warming on the tropical cyclones and the implications for agriculture and soils. As we know now, clearly recognize the evidence amongst that human activities is accelerating global warming, which may fuel monster hurricanes like Katrina. So the Katrina was once in history wake-up call, we might say. However, it was less an isolated episode than a crude solver in continuing environmental and societal challenges for the United States as well as the entire globe. So it's now clear that sustainable development of the Gulf Coast will require combining traditional hard engineering approaches with soft ecological engineering and at regaining the beneficial important wetland surfaces and balancing the man-made structures and and the natural ecosystems. So apparently land and water sciences can contribute important knowledge, but communications with engineers as well as the social political process is crucial for realizing these critical goals. And I'd like to throw out this kind of personal sketch of the view of the power of human beings that has altered all of those systems illustrated on the chart, from atmospheric system to the social political systems, and from this hard engineering systems to the soft ecological systems. But as we know, when Mother Nature is either yield or upset, the consequences of that. So we should therefore ask ourselves, what should we do in order to sustain ourselves and our home planet? And 2 years later, we still ask ourselves, are we safer now?